Mind does not function by means of ideas. Mind functions as ideas, as consciousness or conscious awareness. We must recognize that a human walks, talks, and carries on his daily activities, breathes, rests, and digests his food as mind, never as matter. When you see a human walking, is it matter or mind that walks? The function and that which identifies the function is one. Quote, no faculty of mind is lost. Close quote. Hence, there is no loss to that which identifies the function or idea. The body is matter only to those whose state of thought misinterprets substance. Quote, life, truth, and love are the only substance. Mortality will cease when man beholds himself God's reflection. Close quote. Giving up the belief that persons and things are matter does not destroy persons and things, but brings them into view more clearly as they really are, the manifestation of mind. Quote, detach sense from the body or matter, which is only a form of human belief, and you may learn the meaning of God or good, and the nature of the immutable and immortal. Breaking away from the mutations of time and sense, you will neither lose the solid objects and ends of life, nor your own identity. Close quote. It is the translation of matter into its original language, mind, which is continually going on as the practice of Christian Science, the unfolding of the incorporeal body. The seeming restoration of Jesus' material body is the proof of the eternality of individual identity. The incorporeal body, which unfolds with the ascension, had always been Jesus' body, since he lived the idea that, quote, I and my Father are one, close quote, which is the ascension. Jesus is recorded as saying, quote, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Close quote. He that lived the fact that, quote, I and my Father, soul, spiritual consciousness, are one, close quote, is keeping his saying, and this is immortality. This living of the ideas of soul, instead of the beliefs of sense, is the ascension. Paul said, quote, to be carnally minded is death, close quote. Since Jesus' mentality was the Christ, he never knew death. His disciples believed him to be dead. This knowing, this soul sense, which was his spiritual or incorporeal idea, body, even when termed material, forced the belief about him to change, and the changing belief made him disappear. They called this the ascension. The dematerialization of thought, or the spiritualization of material beliefs, was the ascension. They could not see him because their material beliefs blinded their eyes. Quote, if a material body, in other words, mortal material sense, were permeated by spirit, that body would disappear to mortal sense, would be deathless. Close quote. It was only after he broke bread with them, explaining the truth about himself, that their eyes were opened, and they recognized him as the selfsame Jesus. Mrs. Eddy speaks of, quote, the spiritual Jesus, close quote, which she says was, quote, the highest human corporeal concept of the divine idea, close quote. These two definitions seem contradictory. We conclude that that which is humanly evident, or believed to be humanly evident, is actually the divine idea appearing to the human sense of seeing. Without the divine idea, there could be no concept. In No and Yes, Mrs. Eddy tells us, quote, Jesus' true and conscious being never left heaven for earth. It abode forever above, even while mortals believed it was here. He once spoke of himself, John 3:13, as the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Remarkable words, as wholly opposed to the popular view of Jesus' nature. Close quote. In other words, the Christ and what the Christ is believed to be are really one, since the belief or highest human concept is the Christ appearing, or there would be no concept. The only presence is the Christ and the human concept, one and the same Christ Jesus. The belief, quote, reducing to human perception and understanding the life which is God, close quote. The great progress along mechanical and scientific lines in a material way has been stupendous. But the progress along spiritual lines has not kept pace with it. The need of the world is to know Christ, to have the Christ mind, and to live it. He is our governor, our government, and he presides over us with divine authority, love, justice, and honesty. His reign is forever, and he refuses to accept another for us, our nation, or any other nation. He is the creator and dictator of the universe, and will be forever. At this time, there is a great necessity for alertness on the part of everyone who is self-governed and has named the name of Christian Science. In our country, the political situation has assumed an aspect utterly unlike anything that has ever preceded it. Now, what are we going to do about it? There ought to be no doubt as to what the intention is of certain organizations to gain official ascendancy in the United States and dominate it entirely. We will not handle this if we adopt simply a system of resistance, because we do not fight error as something or somebody, but by clearly knowing its nothingness and the omnipotence and omnipresence of God, Spirit. We know that God has already done all things well, and this is the standpoint of Christian Science. Quote, thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present. Close quote. Then we can say, quote, my country, the government of divine principle, my government, God's government, is now established, and it is untouched by any warring elements, so-called political or financial, nothing that can be conceived of in the way of social, religious, or political organizations can touch the divine idea. Close quote. This should awaken us to the arguments of hypnotism and propaganda, mass psychology, and the mesmerism set out over the radio, television, and press. Let us know its powerlessness and replace it with the true facts of being. We must claim the divine consciousness, for that alone is what heals. Having gained a clear understanding of God, we find that our textbook tells us, quote, the real man, being linked by science to his maker, mortals need only turn from sin and lose sight of mortal selfhood to find Christ, the real man and his relation to God, and to recognize the divine sonship. Christ, truth, was demonstrated through Jesus to prove the power of spirit over the flesh, to show that truth is made manifest by its effects upon the human mind and body, healing sickness and destroying sin. Christ presents the indestructible man, whom spirit creates, constitutes, and governs. Christ illustrates that blending with God, his divine principle, which gives man dominion over all the earth. Close quote. This brings out clearly our real being and our oneness with the Christ consciousness. In miscellaneous writings, Mrs. Eddy tells us just how to attain this fact of our being, and it is a wonderful actuality to follow in healing. Quote, self-renunciation of all that constitutes a so-called material man. Close quote. This means to renounce material birth, material parents, body, possessions, surroundings, etc., then, quote, the acknowledgement and achievement of his spiritual identity as the child of God is science. Close quote. We acknowledge that we are the children of God, but we must achieve the understanding of that fact, quote, that opens the very floodgates of heaven, whence good flows into every avenue of being. Close quote. Do you see how this would heal any claim of abnormal growth or accumulation of error? Quote, cleansing mortals of all uncleanness, close quote, the belief that you are a mortal, quote, destroying all suffering, close quote, there is no matter to suffer for you to realize you are a spiritual idea, quote, and demonstrating the true image and likeness, there is no other way under heaven whereby we can be saved, and man be clothed with might, majesty, and immortality, close quote. This is very clear. She says, quote, there is no other way under heaven, close quote, to do it, to be saved. Quote, as many as received him, close quote, accepted the truth of being. Quote, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Close quote. This enables us to claim our divine heritage of eternal life, infinite mind, divine love. Quote, the spiritualization of our sense of man opens the gates of paradise that the so-called material senses would close, and reveals man infinitely blessed, upright, pure, and free, having no need of statistics by which to learn his origin and age, or to measure his manhood, or to know how much of a man he ever has been, for as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Close quote. As you study this, it will be of great help to you in healing and in living. Jesus, thinking divinely, acted humanly. And acting humanly, he was divinely propelled and divinely guided. We may talk in the relative, but we must think in the absolute.